God courage. God spake unto Joshua. When over the river God pointed the way. Jordan uncrossable, things seemed impossible. Waters divide as the merchant of Bel. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Battles to win, they would meet with their obstacles. Jericho's walls too must fall to the ground. God never failed, he stood back off his promises, was said to crumble as they marched around. What any rivers you think are uncrossable? What any mountain you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. God is the same, and his way is dependable. He'll make a way through the waters for you. Life situations by him are amendable. Mountains and hills he will part for you too. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Brethren, your fellow servant, Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe, is back again on this platform to continue on the subject of the authority of a believer. In our opening remarks, as we laid the foundation for the subject of authority, we looked at what Joshua, that great warrior, managed to do. He made headlines during his days. He controlled the universe. Our Bible tells us that he commanded the sun to stand still, the moon to stand still. However, the geographers might be listening to me, would further tell us that since the earth rotates around the sun, then this would also mean the rotation of the whole earth. The planet earth was stopped by Joshua, a man who believed in God, a man who succeeded Moses in God's deliverance plan of the children of Israel. Bible readers would agree with me today that about 31 recorded kings were subdued by Joshua. He conquered their cities. He conquered the lands through and through. Brethren, as we open the Bible pages in the book of Judges, we come across one particular general, his name Gideon, who was the son of Joash, the Abiezrite. This man Gideon was threshing barley, but in a valley, hiding, fearing the Midianites. He didn't know the potential he had. He didn't know the power that was invested in him. He didn't know that he had authority over the people he feared. The promise given to Abraham way back in Genesis 12, verse 7, was there right in his face. Unto thy seed will I give this land. But Gideon, he could not step out from the hiding. He was fearful. Why? Yet the promise was there. Until then, it took an angel from above to come down to planet Earth, right there in the valley, to tell Gideon that he was a man of valor, to tell Gideon that he had some authority, to tell Gideon that being a son of Abraham, God's friend, that was just good enough to make things happen. Then in Judges chapter 6, verse 36, Gideon said unto God, If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, look, I shall put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece only and it is dry on the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said. And it was so. When he rose early the next morning and squeezed the fleece together, he wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl of water. Not brethren. Chemistry begged the command and authority of Gideon. There were some tangible results. A bowl of water. Gideon proved God. Gideon proved his own authority. Verse 39. Then Gideon said to God, do not be angry with me, but let me speak just once more. Let me test. I pray just once more. With this fleece, let it be now dry only on the fleece, but all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night. It was dry on the fleece only, but there was dew on all ground. Brethren, Gideon proved his authority. He could speak things into existence. He commanded Jew to be on the fleece and then to be on the ground, and it was so. Whichever side of the coin, God is the same. His promise remains. Whatever time, be it night or day, whatever situation, you are my brother or my sister, God is dependable. He is waiting on you to do your chemistry, your physics or your geography, your mathematics, whatever, and the results are still the same. He has given you authority over the enemies, over sicknesses, over worries, over any situations that are haunting you. The book of Judges is rich and full of people who knew their position, who knew their authority. Judges 11 verse 9 brings in Jephthah, who said to the elders of Gilead, if you take me back home to fight against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivers them to me, shall I be your head? Jephthah's authority. And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, the Lord will be a witness between us if we do not do according to your words. Please take note of the statement. If we do not do according to your words, not according to the elders' words, but according to the authority of Jephthah. What are we talking, brethren? The authority of a believer. In verse 11, then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and commander over them. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Saints, the background of Jephthah was not healthy. It was not clean. His relatives threw him out of the family inheritance. They hated him. They expelled him. Yet he knew that the inheritance, the house, belonged to his father. My brother, my sister, people might hate you. They may kick you out, drive you away, but keep believing. Are you not a believer? You are. These things belong to your father. You got a possession over it. Don't lose heart. The tables are going to turn soon and in your favor. Those that have been hating you will end up embracing you, will end up begging you to be their ruler, to be their master. This is what happened with Jephthah. If you can read from the book of Judges 11, the chapter and verse 29 to 36, the Bible says here, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, And he passed through Gilead and Manasseh, and passed through Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead he advanced toward the people of Ammon. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, if you will indeed deliver the people of Ammon into my hands, then it will be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the people of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's. And I will offer it up as a burnt offering. So Jephthah advanced toward the people of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. And he defeated them from Aroer as far as Minith, 20 cities, and to Abel Keramim with a very great slaughter. Thus the people of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. When Jephthah came to his house at Mizpah, there was his daughter coming out to meet him with timbrels and dancing, and she was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he tore his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low. You are among those who trouble me, for I have given my word to the Lord, and I cannot go back on it. So she said to him, my father, if you have given your word to the Lord, do to me according to what has gone out of your mouth, because the Lord has avenged you of your enemies, the people of Ammon. Then she said to her father, let things be done for me. This is what transpired during those days when a man by the name Jephthah had been called to lead the children of Israel. Him being a believer, he knew for sure that all the enemies, he would subdue them. And when he had made a vow that whatever he would meet, when he would come back from slaughtering the enemies, he would give as a sacrifice to the Lord. But look at what happened. His only daughter, the only child, the only daughter came, and Jephthah could not backtrack on his vow. So my brother, as a believer, you shouldn't backtrack on your vows, to stand tall, to keep to your promise. And I can tell you, as a man of authority, there is nothing that will stand before you. You have the authority. God bless you.